the meditation bench on the top of the Absolute Monastery campus. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you meditation. The meditation bench on the top of the Absolute Monastery campus here in Southern California is a beautiful bench. Ellen's grandson, Mattia, came to visit for 3 months. And during those 3 months, he performed many miracles here on campus. Beautiful things that only a 20-year-old could imagine doing. Nothing was impossible for him. He didn't meditate the way we would think that we would meditate, but he meditated by saying, "What shall I do?" And then he went and he did it. He didn't say, "It's impossible," or "It's not something I want to do." He just did it. We had a large tree that was standing on our plane, and the electrical power lines were right near it, and the tree was very high, several hundred feet high, and it was standing there and had been there for a long, long time, years and years and years. But then it died, and all of the branches started falling off it, and it was very, very fragile. And as it stood there, it was sort of leaning toward the power lines. And we thought, well, we certainly don't want it to fall on the power line. We want it to fall away from the power line. But we did want it to fall so that it would be easy to manage. Well, the power company came along and sawed off one of its branches that was near the power line so that it wouldn't fall toward the power line. Well, sawing off that branch made the tree unstable. And with that branch missing to give it balance, it leaned the other direction and went kaplop and fell right down on the ground. And when it fell on the ground, it made itself into all sorts of interesting things. But it just missed the road so that we could drive by it and not be disturbed. Different people came and trimmed off portions of it. But the bigger portions of it, the larger portions of it that were more difficult to saw off, remained there until the time of Mattia. And Mattia arrived on campus and he said, "Do you have a chainsaw?" And we said, "Yes, a little chainsaw, about 18 inches long." And he took this little chainsaw onto these logs that were at least 24 to 30 inches across. The widest, the narrowest parts of the tree. And when we were not thinking about it, he said to himself, "I'm going to make a meditation bench." And so he cut off one of the logs, and he cut it off so it would be a smooth, even piece. It was maybe about 5 feet long. And then he slit the log in half with the chainsaw. Zip, zip. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And it was smoothly, professionally, beautifully done. And then he took two other pieces and he used them as the back holders for the back of the bench, and the part he slit off, he laid back for the back of the bench. And he grooved these pieces of wood so that the bench would be held in place by the force of the wood against wood more than it was by the few nails that he put into it. And then he put two other logs, like tinker toys, on the bottom of this gigantic bench, so this tremendous weightly bench, and it formed the beautiful foundation for it. But now the bench itself was right by the trash can and right by the compactor, and so he would like to do this later in a more beautiful spot. He changed his activity and began to clear the fields of rubbish, of brush that was not beneficial. And he took the weed whacker and he took the tractor with his mower and with his brush cutter, hog brush cutter, and chopped up all of the brush all over the top and side of the mountain. And he cleaned up where we had never dreamed of cleaning. So precipitous, and yet he drove the tractor with wisdom and genius, fostered with his years of experience of doing that. Well, when he got done, there at the top of the mountain was a lovely view spot, which was difficult to arrive at because by the time you got up there, you were huffing and puffing. And he made a pathway up to it as well. A beautiful path, rather steep, but a beautiful path. And then he asked our neighbor to join him in moving the bench from down below to the top. Well, our neighbor wasn't able to take the time, but our handyman helped. And we took the tractor and loaded the bench on the tractor and carried it up to the top of the mountain and set it there on the side of the mountain as a wonderful place to sit. But who is ever going to go up there and sit? That's a long way away. Well, as it happened, Ellen Geremini, the CEO and the director of the campus activities here, she felt, hey, that's my grandson who made that. That's my grandson who built that. I've got to go up and check it out. I've got to go up. And she walked up there, and she walked up there light as a feather because her grandson had made that bench. And when she got up there, she sat on the bench, and it made her feel so wonderful that her grandson had done this. She was so proud and so delighted. And, of course, she had to go up there once or twice every day. It was quite a climb. And by the time she got up there, she was ready to relax on that bench. And she would look out over the campus, look out over the 104 acres here, and over the many acres that reach beyond the Bureau of Land Management land and all the other lands and all the mountains surrounding here. And she would sit there in such delight and such amusement and such complacency. And she would say, how wonderful this is. And then she'd close her eyes and slip away into a deep and a meaningful meditation. And when she'd open her eyes, she'd look once again at the beautiful view that she beheld. And she says, oh, what a creation. What a joyous creation. And then, little by little, she'd start putting rocks around little pathways at the top there. She would be like making it into her special little garden area, a special little meditation spot. And her grandson had made this just for her and anyone else who'd like to use it, but he made it for his grandmother. And both grandson and grandmother were thrilled with the way it turned out. And it now is a place of great meditation. It's maybe about a couple hundred feet higher than the Ohm bench. And that was built by Heinz Oertli many years ago, too. Beautiful place for sitting with the concept of the Ohm right there for all to behold. Meditation happens at many special places. And where the meditation happens for you is in your heart, wherever you may be. Now, Ellen has a warm place in her heart as she sits on this bench that her grandson had made. But I, when I am walking up these trails and I sit on the meditation bench there, I think of what a glorious time this is for my mind to relax and be at peace and listen to the inner voice that has for me all wisdom, all knowledge, all peace. And with unconditional love, I surround the bench, and I surround Mattia, I surround Ellen, I surround Sylvia and Ingeborg and the dogs and the cats and the whole campus family, and all of our students all over the world. I surround them in my unconditional love as I sit on this wonderful bench. And all the people everywhere on earth, I surround them, each one, with unconditional love, and see all in peace and harmony, fulfilling their reality of abundance of joy and peace and harmony right now, enjoying a life meaningful and thrilling every single moment. Now, such is my meditation on Mattia's meditation bench. Won't you come and join Mattia's meditation bench and sit up there and look around and see how wonderful all the world really is? Gives you a whole new perspective, a whole new awareness. Just know that if you choose to come, you're always welcome. You're always welcome because we wrap you in our blanket of unconditional love now and always. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.